Finally, there were so many articles about the economy in the papers I read over the weekend, it was hard to keep up with them all. There were stories about the foreclosure crisis and how it's especially ugly for minorities. There were stories about the clergy and how they're losing jobs at a time when people need them most. And there were stories about people's various theories about what needs to happen so this particular kind of economic meltdown won't happen again. Can I just tell you, here is one thing I hope will come out of this ever-widening circle of suffering. A return to the notion that suffering isn't something that just happens to stupid people, or bad people, or people who had it coming. It can happen to people who did everything right, at least as they understood what was right. It can happen to people who followed the rules. And it can happen to people who did just one thing wrong, only to have the consequences come too far and too fast and too hard to stop. Now, I've been a reporter for so many years, I'm starting to lie about it. But one of the good things about being around this long is that I've done all kinds of stories about all kinds of things. And one of the stories that's always intrigued me are the ones that involve people who never thought something like this, and you can fill in the blank about what this is, could happen to them. In the past, I used to hear that a lot when I did some story or another about some injustice in the criminal justice system. Usually, and yes, I'll just go right there, I would hear this from middle-class white people who'd gotten into some trouble or another and would wake up to find themselves in some nightmare scenario. They would say something like, I would read the paper and see that someone got arrested, and I would just assume they deserved it. I would just assume they'd done something wrong. And of course, I never imagined that something like this could happen to me. That I might be one of those people I read about. Nope, they never imagined that law enforcement might rush to judge, that they might be a convenient target, that the punishment might not fit the crime. They never imagined, until something happened to them, that it might not be in the families or the communities or the country's best interest to, say, expel kids from school because they're not succeeding in school, to lock people up for years for nonviolent drug crimes, or to essentially blacklist people for employment or student loans because of an arrest. And of course, they never thought about it because bad things happen to other people. And then it happened to them. And that put a whole different spin on it. So too with this economic meltdown. There are people who thought this could never happen to them, and there are all kinds of finger pointers ready to say, you should have known better. You should not have bought that house, taken that job, moved to that city, put down that down payment, taken that loan. Now, I'm all about personal responsibility, and I'm all about justice. But what about mercy? Many of the left-leaning columnists talk about a zero-sum society where too few reap the spoils and too many are left out. But I also think we've become a zero-tolerance society where one mistake knocks you out of the game. Now, of course, I'm not talking about these incompetent CEOs who seem to be free to drag down one company after another before they are finally put out to pasture, millions of dollars in bonuses later. I'm talking about the rest of us, where a lousy semester on your transcript knocks you out of the college game, where a poor credit record can actually cost you the very job you need to fix it, where you are one health crisis away from bankruptcy. If anything comes out of this disastrous economic cycle, I hope it's a recognition, and yes, it's a cliche, but a good one, that bad things really do happen to good people, and most people deserve that second chance. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.